Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this fourth day of March. Happy March. And today we're starting a new book of the Bible. I know that you are probably curious about what it might be. So it is the book of Hebrews, which is one of my favorite books of the Bible. And we're going to continue to read in the Voice Translation, which also is really lovely when doing a podcast, because it is basically a translation that is meant to be heard. So I'm going to read to you Hebrews 1 from the Voice, and we will go from there. So yay, let's have fanfare for Hebrews 1. Long ago, at different times and in various ways, God's voice came to our ancestors through the Hebrew prophets. But in these last days, it has come to us through His Son, the one who has been given dominion over all things and through whom all worlds were made. This is the one who, imprinted with God's image, shimmering with His glory, sustains all that exists through the power of His word. He was seated at the right hand of God once He Himself had made the offering that purified us from our sins. This Son of God is elevated as far above the heavenly messengers as His holy name is elevated above theirs. For no heavenly messengers have ever heard God address them with these words of the Psalms, "You are my Son, today I have become your Father," or heard Him promise, "I will be to you a Father, and you will be my Son." Now when the Son, the firstborn of God, was brought into the world, God said, "Let all my heavenly messengers worship Him." Concerning them, God said, "I make my heavenly messengers like the winds, and my servants like a flame." But to the Son, He said, "God, your throne is eternal. You will rule your kingdom with a scepter of justice. You have loved what is right and hated what is evil. This is why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness and lifted you above your companions." And God continues, "In the beginning, you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth and set the skies above with your own hands. But while they will someday pass away, you remain forever. When they wear out like old clothes, you will roll them up and change them into something new. But you will never change. Your years will never come to an end." Did God ever say to any of the heavenly messengers, "Sit here, sit at my right hand in the seat of honor, and I'll put all your enemies under your feet"? No, of course not. The heavenly messengers are only spirits and servants sent out to minister to those who will certainly inherit salvation. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, I know you are greater than the prophets. You are greater than the angels, the heavenly messengers, as it's translated here in the Voice. You are begotten of the Father. You are part of the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And you were there when the earth was created, and you are eternal. And so we just thank you for this message in Hebrews 1, elevating you above every name, above everything, above every created item in the universe, above ourselves. Lord, forgive us when we make ourselves the Lord of our own little universes, when in actuality, that is not the truth. We are not in control. We are not the creator. We are the created. And so we choose today to sit with you in holy awe and rest in your unfailing, beautiful, enduring, eternal love. Thank you that you have chosen us before the foundation of the world. Even in our mother's wombs, you chose us to bear fruit. And we pray that our fruit would remain. We pray that today would be a day, even in heartache, that we would choose to do the right thing, not on our own accord, but by the Spirit that lives within us and gives us the strength we need to endure every persecution, every worry, every pain, every frustration that we feel, every relational heartache. All of that endurance comes from you. Help us to fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before you endured the cross, despising its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Help us to consider what you endured by sinners against yourself, that we may not grow weary and lose heart. Lord, those are words from the book of Hebrews, and I'm really, really grateful that we're going to have this opportunity to know you better through this beautiful book. Lord, thank you that you are our Father, that you have chosen us to be your children. And I pray for those today whose minds are convincing them otherwise, who may feel like, well, I did too many sins, so I can't be a child of God. Thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us. Your power is made perfect in our weakness. And most gladly, therefore, we'd rather boast about our weaknesses, that your power would rest on us. Lord, it's not about our performance or our perfection. It's about your performance and your perfection. We rest in that today. I pray all of this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Grace Fox, who wrote the book Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos. Grace is a terrific writer. This is an easy-to-read book, especially when you're going through trauma or pain or chaos. There are 90 devotionals, so you can go through it in 3 months, and they're easy to read. They're based on scripture. She has a prayer and a thought and a quote to help you. And it's just a beautiful little book. I really enjoyed reading it, and I just recommend it highly to you. So, Grace, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day, and thank you for your book, Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm in Chaos. If you're interested in advertising on Pray Every Day, I do a limited amount of slots per month. You can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she will give you the deets. Hey, I hope you know that you're loved. I hope you know that the Father in heaven delights in you and sings over you today. Be encouraged by that.